Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, I have to ask you, how often do you eat dinner as a family, right, without someone at the table having their face in a phone or a tablet? New research has found that only 1 in 5 families in Ireland sit down for dinner together every day away from their phones. That's scary, isn't it? Devices or even a TV on. But what can we do to stop this worrying trend? Well, CEO of internetmatters.org, Carolyn Bunting, joins me now and she has all the answers. Isn't that right, Carolyn?
I hope so. Good morning.
Good morning. Carolyn, are you surprised by the difficulty that some parents have with getting children to, you know, switch off their devices?
Not at all. I'm a parent of 2 13-year-olds, and it is a difficult challenge for parents. And I think, you know, what parents need to remember is most of the apps and games and sites that our children use are really designed by very clever people to make them stay on them as long as possible, making them really inviting, making them really exciting. And, you know, parents will often say that I feel like my child is addicted to the things that they're doing, you know. And particularly when you look at things like most children will game now online, the trend for real-time multiplayers games, there's no pause button, you know, you're playing with all of your friends and there's a clock ticking in the background, so you know, mum and dad shouting it's time for dinner, put the device down, you know, is right at a point where children find that increasingly difficult to do so. So I think all of these design features are in there to make us stay online as long as possible.
Oh yeah, it's a nightmare. And you know what I hear of, I've been guilty of doing this myself, sorry, I have, I'm going to admit it now on air, to get my 4-year-old to eat certain things, sometimes I will put on the telly to distract him from the broccoli I'm shoving into his gob, which is an awful habit. And it isn't just children who, you know, are on their screens as well, you know, at mealtime. It's adults as well, isn't it? Find it difficult.
Yeah, we do. You know, as I say, you know, some of the greatest minds in the world have developed all of these games and platforms and stuff. And so as adults, we find it just as hard, you know, and we've also all just lived through, you know, an incredible time in society in the pandemic when we were totally reliant on our connected technology to stay in touch, you know, to be entertained, to carry on working, for our kids to be educated. So it's not surprising at all that as grown-ups we find it difficult to be disconnected from our devices. And the one thing, you know, I would say to parents is to recognise the significant impact their behaviour has on their children in terms of their role modelling. So if you're connected to your device 24/7, it's sort of reasonable to expect your child will think similarly about their device and actually exhibit similar behaviours to you. So I think, you know, I'd say to parents, even though we find it hard, if you can, make sure you do carve out those times to put those devices down and make sure that you're role modelling that behaviour for your children.
Great advice. Okay, so what other advice have you got for parents out there who would like to start a routine of screen-free time? What are the top tips to do this? Help us, so Carolyn.
I would say think about purpose, right? The dimension of time online is a kind of very narrow way of thinking about it. I think what we really need to think about is why are our children on their devices? You know, not all screen time is bad. Children increasingly are using it in education. There are lots of fantastic educational apps that young children can use. We're all obsessed with Wordle at the moment. It's our thing we do in the morning to do Wordle, you know, but you can read and listen to books. So it's not all bad. I think what I would say is, you know, compromise with your children.
Okay.
Set a set of rules where you know, particularly for older teens. For younger children, it's easier to just have a set of rules, and I would certainly encourage that. But for older teens, maybe compromise and bring them with you on the reasoning behind why you want to put some sort of controls in place. You know, typical things that parents will do is, you know, no tech before school, no tech an hour before bedtime, because we know the impact that technology can have in terms of unsettling sleep patterns. No tech until homework's done, meal times, you know, know, and then maybe think about how long at a time you would like your child to be on devices. So, you know, I'm a big believer, you mentioned you've got a young child, you know, distraction is the biggest form of getting things to change, isn't it? So even if you know, your child's been on the device for a long period of time, ask them to take a 5 or 10 minute break. Not the end of the world, it's a 5 or 10 minute break. And actually what will happen in that 5 or 10 minute break is they'll pick up something else and do something else, and they may not go back to their screen. So I think about things like that. And then the other thing I'd say is there's loads of tools that parents can use now to actually help support the behaviours that they want their children to see. So you've got Apple and Google, both of those have sort of screen time and well-being applications where you can control the amount of time you spend on an app and actually limit it down to individual apps. So think about how you can maybe use the tools as well to support the kind of behaviours that you want to see.
So you're a firm believer that if you implement these habits now, we can have children that are not completely addicted to their phones or devices. You think that's possible?
I think it is. I think if you start young and you try and sort of grow your children with it, I think that it's possible to have them not addicted. I think addicted is a really strong word, and you have to think about what addiction really means. You know, children... You know, children do a lot of what they like doing, you know, whether that was in my day, you know, watching TV or, you know, reading pop magazines or whatever. Yeah. Children do a lot of what they like to do, and a lot of what they like to do is online. But addiction means that it's got to a point where it's impairing their well-being, right? And there's a big difference between doing something you like a lot and it impairing on your education, your friendships, your sleeping habits, your eating habits, you know. So I think I would just counsel a little bit of, you know, it is controllable, but, you know, at the end of the day, children like being on these devices, and they do give them enormous benefits at times, and I think we should recognise that as well.
What about bribes? Can we just bribe them to get off their phone or whatever?
You can. I think it's one of those things, you know, every day is different for a parent and parenting is really hard. And so if it gets to that point, you know, I'd be the first one to hold my hands up and say I might do that. But I think it's just trying to put some ground rules in. I think if you have these consistent rules, like, you know, no tech at meal times,
yeah,
and no tech until your homework's done, those become frameworks that children respond well to because they know the rules. I think what's harder for children is that they're on their devices one day and you're moaning at them, but the next day you're not, and so they don't understand why, you know, why the difference, why one day it's okay and one day it's not. So having that consistency and a framework is something that children tend to respond really well to.
That's a really good tip. How can parents ensure their children's safety online? You know, that's very important,
yeah,
especially you mentioned you've 13-year-olds. You're probably at that stage now. And that's what I'm terrified about. You mentioned Google and Apple there. Are they quite good at with the safety?
Yeah, look, I think we have to recognise the internet wasn't designed for children, and yet 1 in 3 of the world's users are actually young people.
Nice.
And I think, you know, that means that inherently children will come across risks online. I think the important thing is recognising that they're risks, and it's how to recognise those and how to respond to those that prevent them from becoming harmful, yeah? So a random friend request, if you know what to do when you receive that friend request, that can, you know, basically mean that it doesn't go on to become harmful. So I think for parents, it's about understanding the risks that their children might face when they're online. And we think about those in terms of, you know, online grooming and exploitation. So, you know, making sure you know who your children are talking to and on what platforms really important, about conduct, so about bullying and things like sharing sexual images. About the content, the things that they're seeing, you know, whether that's adult content or drugs and violence. And then obviously the final one is more about fraud and scams and in-app spending and things like that. All of the risks, you can try and minimise them as much as possible by using parental controls, but most importantly by talking to your kids about those risks and teaching them how to spot them and teaching them strategies about what they're going to do when they come, when they see those risks. And it might be for young children, that's simply if you see something like that, you come and talk to me. But for older children, you know, when they get to their latter teens, you know, they get a friend request, they know to just block that person because they don't know who they are, for example.
And
I think that's
yeah.
what I'd say.
And yeah. if you put the phones down and the devices down at dinner time, you can have those conversations
yeah,
because
please.
There's space for it. Caroline, it's been a pleasure. Where can people find out more, or they need more advice or want to look back on what we've talked about?
We've got a huge website that's totally free and full of resources for parents at internetmatters.org.
Brilliant. Internetmatters.org. Caroline, thank you so much for taking our call today. That was CEO of internetmatters.org, Caroline Bunton, highlighting the importance of screen-free time at home. Monkey see, monkey do. Listen to this. Somebody texts me saying the difficult for me is to get my husband to turn off his device. Oh, I hear you. Hi, Jen. My mother-in-law is worse than any child, being on her phone at the table, listening to loud videos when we're trying to talk, and there is no talking to her.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.